Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio. Sorry for the delay on the start there. A little technical difficulties here at the radio studio on this incredibly hot day. The heat affects our equipment, I guess, and my brain. You're here with Bike Sport Radio featuring the sport of competitive cycling, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. I'm Brad House, and today's show, we've got race results from Elite Track Nationals, the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix, Ontario Grand Prix, Stump Grinder Dirt Club, mountain bike racing, and on and on and on. Lots of race results. We've got some sounds from Stump Grinder now.
Oh, shut up, it's my daughter, Robert. Are there any questions? Let's make a big bunch of noise for Bike Sport Radio. We're going to be live on Bike Sport Radio. Yeah! Thanks for coming out to the Stump Grinder Dirt Club. On your mark. Get set. Go.
All right, that was the excitement at the start of the mountain bike races going on in the Santa Ynez Valley. And we just got these results in very quickly from yesterday's Ontario Grand Prix in Ontario. The pro women and top amateur women's category 1-2s in 8th place, Kahala LaGrange's Erica Graves. 7th place, Team Redlands, Desira Utzig-Miller. In 6th place, Team Velosports, Nancy Seeler. 5th place, going to Colavita Vegas, Keely Brooks. 4th place, also Colavita Vegas, Colleen Knutson. 3rd place, going to Sugar Cycles 180, Shelby Reynolds. 2nd place, picked up by Kahala LaGrange's Beatrice Rodriguez. And your winner from Helens, Cannondale, Pam Schuster. The Ontario Grand Prix Pro Men's results. In 10th place, Showair Sonance's Sharon Smith. 9th place, going to Aquail 2 San Diego Bike Club's Andrew Salcedo. 8th place, picked up by Amgen Giant Masters' Christy Markey. 7th place, SC Velo's Jeremiah Wiskovich. 6th place, Kahala LaGrange's Jorge Alvarado. 5th place, Aqua Ale 2, San Diego Bike Club's Tomo Hamasaki. And in 4th place, California Pools Racing's Peter Anderson. 3rd place, Swami Cycling, Chris Daggs. 2nd place, SC Velo's Kyle Gritters, and your winner, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. That was the Ontario Grand Prix. We've got more results coming at you, and hopefully a call-in from Road to Recovery's John Warden coming up later. Let's go to some more of our results now. And race results on August 16th, the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix took place. Finishing up in the women's category 1-2-3s, your top winners in third place, Swami Cycling's Jennifer Weinbrecht. Picking up second place, Kahala LaGrange, Morgan Kapp, and your winner from Helens, Cannondale, Maria Lechuga. Also in the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix on August 16th, the men's pro and category 1-2s. In 10th place, Kahala LaGrange's Brandon Gritters. 9th place, Pista Palace's Paul Chi. 8th place, Liquid Fitness, Adagio Energy's Thomas Nelson. 7th place, Platinum Performance Cycling Team's Chris Walker. 6th place, Team Bear Claw's Danny Cam. 5th place, Team Possibility's Brian McCulloch. 4th place, going to Now MS Society's Aaron Schneider. 3rd place, going to Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. 2nd place, Kahala LaGrange, Victor Ayala. And your winner from Aqua Ale 2 San Diego Bike Club, Tomo Hamasaki. Masters National Track Championships. A lot of new champions in Southern California. in the men's 50-plus 3K pursuit. Team Specialized Foursome was your new national champions. That team consisted of Lawrence Nolan, James Host, Glenn Winkle, and Keith Ketterer. Congratulations to them. In the Madisons, Madison age 45 plus, your new state champion is team of John Walsh and Keith Ketterer. The Stump Grinder Dirt Club Summer Series Cross Country Mountain Biking took place on August 22nd in the gorgeous Santa Ynez Valley. RideSB.com for all details on that. The Expert Men's Cross Country, third place Javier Revels, second place Team Helen's Oliver Hutchinson, and your winner from K-Man Cycles, Chris Stehula. In the Pro Men's Cross Country, picking up second place Lost Coast Brewery, Searing Aline, and your winner from Santa Cruz Bicycles, Menso Dijon.
All right, congratulations to all our new locals. National champions for the Elite Track Championships. And we got a chance to catch up with the winner of the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix in the Masters 55. Had a chance to talk with him, see what he had to say.
All right, bells are ringing at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. We're here with the winner of the Masters 55 plus. Tell us your name.
Albert Shorts.
Al Shorts. So was there a breakaway, or how'd the race go for you?
Yes, there was a preem, and I got in a breakaway with one of my arch rivals, Cal, and one of the guys bridged over. There was three of us, and we worked it for a while and just stayed away to the finish line.
Yeah, good breakaway course here. Kind of technical and everything. I guess Cal had teammates helping him out. You had a teammate helping you out, too, and everything.
Yes.
And did you pick up some preems, too, out there?
Yeah, I won a preem. Thank you for reminding me. I did want a recovery drink preem. Basically, what to look forward for in this race, 55 plus, are the preems, because they don't give you prize money. You just receive medals for finishing. So I look forward to receiving that preem.
All right. Yeah, 55 plus Masters at Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. And it came down to, there was three of you then in the break, and you had a three-up sprint. Did you use anybody's wheel or anything? Or how'd you beat Cal?
Cal fell out the break. He went back, and two other guys were racing with me, and they knew I was a better sprinter, and so they just kind of submitted to me.
Woohoo! So you sat up and just arms up the salute, huh?
Exactly. Cal's getting ready for the 50-plus race.
Excellent.
Probably do two or three races. I'm racing 50 plus too. As we're speaking, I'm sitting here spinning for those who can't see this. I'm getting ready for my next race, and hopefully I can place.
All right. Well, good luck to you in your next race, Al, and thanks a lot. You're at Bike Sport Radio.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. That was Al Shorts picking up the 55 win at Bike Sport Radio. We also chatted with the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Cross Country men's winner in the single speed. 55 win at Bike Sport Radio.
Summer Series continues. I'm here with the single speed winner out here. What's your name?
Steve Dascom.
All right, good job, Steve. Single speed, and how many laps did you guys do?
Three.
Okay, how are those steep climbs with one gear?
Actually, it wasn't so bad today.
So bad.
The geared riders had to hike almost as much as us today.
Yeah. And were you two duking it out? I saw you,
we were
together the whole race. It was a good race.
Brian paced us. And then I had a Coke on the second lap, and it kicked in.
Oh. All right. Three laps. Cool. Cool. So did you have a sprint against him at the end or anything or what?
No, I had like a
kind
minute
of
or two
away. Nice. It's a good course for single speed, huh? A lot of flat and everything, a lot of power.
Yeah, I was cramping. We were both cramping that last lap, so it was a 2 hour race. So it was tough.
All right, cool. Stump Grinder Summer Series. Thanks. Good job with the race, Steve.
All right.
All right, that was Steve winning the single speed on a one-speed mountain bike. There was also a guy out there, it looked like on a fixed gear, at the Stump Grinder Dirt Club. RideSB.com for details on mountain bike racing going on up there. We had a chance to chat with the promoter also. Here's the promoter from the Stump Grinder Dirt Club.
Thanks. We're here at the Stump Grinder Dirt Series on Bike Sport Radio, right at the start line, anticipating the start of series race number 3 out of 4 with promoter Mike Hecker. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Brad? Great weather today. You ordered up the clouds and everything. It's cool. It's no bright sunlight.
This is nice.
Oh, this is perfect, isn't it? Yeah. Are we all going to do a big mass start here?
It's a small little grassroots race. We're all going to start everyone at once.
Right on.
And you're doing a course that's about 8 miles in length. Yeah. A lot of funs, twists, turns, that kind of thing, single track.
Yeah, looks like a really safe course, too. Nothing majorly technically challenging or anything. No major altitude either, which is cool.
Great roadie course.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. All right, you'll be on Bike Sport Radio. We'll make some noise at the start. Coming back to you at Bike Sport Radio. We're here at...
All right, Stump Grinder Dirt Club. That's in the Santa Ynez Valley. Coming up in September 12th and 13th, the Stump Grinder Dirt Club Series Finals, and also a new event, October 31st and November 1st, 25 hours of Halloween at Chamberlain Ranch. Now, this is one of those mountain bike races where you can have teams or you can ride solo. 25 hours of Halloween. Why is it called 25 hours? Well, we change our clocks that weekend, so it's 25 hours of Halloween at the Chamberlain Ranch. Check that out. At Ladera Ranch, we had a chance to chat with that promoter also.
We're here at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. I'm here with promoter Ryan Miller. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Doing great today.
Tell us about the race and how's it been going today?
Well, you know, we did have a little delay today, about a half hour on our delay of the start. But after that, we caught up, and it's a great, beautiful day out here. A lot of racing going on, a lot of good premiums, a lot of good prize money. We're just happy to have everybody out here.
All right, yeah, good job with the race, too. I like the course, and you lucked out with the weather. It's perfect. It's really gorgeous out here.
Yeah, we got lucky. The heat didn't really come up yet.
Here comes the women's field. Right. Let's cheer them up.
This is the women's, which category is this?
This is the women's cat 1 through 3.
Okay. Is it breakaway?
Yeah, we have a breakaway of 4, and the peloton just went by, so they got about a minute and a half to catch up. So they're lagging behind. It looks like they're on vacation day, but they got a half hour in the race. It's a Sunday ride, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Sunday
they're not,
ride.
They're not pushing it right now.
And so. Then you got the pros coming up later. Any notables entered in the pro race later?
We have Rory Sutherland from Team Out.
Wow.
Here. Got a couple other guys that are flying in before they go to Tour of Utah. And,
cool.
We're looking for a good field. Even though the U.S. National Crits are back east right now. The race calendar's full.
Yeah.
So we got to share everybody. So.
All right. And how about your sponsors? Any notable sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Seal Cycling, Indoor Cycling, USA Coaching Group is our premier sponsor. Pyramid Breweries, Fluid, Motor Tabs, Champion Systems, H2 Overdrive. They're all out here today to help us out. So make this event possible.
Great. All right. Well, thanks for keeping racing going in the season here, and great job with the race today, and we're looking forward to seeing more action.
Great.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks a lot, man.
We're at.
All right. One of the things we also do at our races that we attend, Bike Sport Radio likes to give some exposure to some of the local sponsors, and we appreciate all you local sponsors helping out there. Here's some interviews with some of the sponsors from Ladera Ranch, starting with Rockin' Road Cyclery.
We're at Rockin' Road Cyclery here at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix with our sponsor interviews on Bike Sport Radio. And I'm with, what's your name? Matt Ford. Matt Ford. And Matt, tell us a little bit about Rockin' Road Cyclery.
We've been in Mission Viejo since 1991. We have four stores in South Orange County.
Hey, big guy.
We have four stores in South Orange County, and we're specialized concept stores, and we're specialized number 4 dealer in the country and biggest specialized dealer in Southern California.
Wow, so big shop and actually 4 shops, so that's great. And you're here at Ladera Ranch providing support for the race too, I guess.
Yep. We're out here representing our company, and we also are a sponsor of the event, and we've given preem prizes and prize money for today's races.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming out and supporting the sport, Matt. Appreciate it. Rockin' Road Cyclery. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And now we're at the Ladera Family and Sports Chiropractic booth here at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix on Bike Sport Radio, and I am with...
Dr. Agnelli.
All right. So tell us about your chiropractic practice a little bit.
Well, we're family sports chiropractic, so we work with We work with all ages and all conditions, and we help a lot of people, you know, just improve their quality of life all around.
Okay. And what quality of life? I mean, what do the people come? What kind of symptoms do they come to you with that you can help with? Like,
well, we see a wide range of symptoms, but to kind of put chiropractic in a nutshell, to give a better understanding of what chiropractic does, is the brain comes down and forms the brain stem, which then forms the spinal cord. The nerves come out at each segment throughout the vertebrae. If there's any choking or interference going on in those nerves, then would that the nerve that connects to that organ, would it function better? Would it be healthier or sicker?
Oh, it would be sicker, no doubt.
Okay, yeah. So if it's getting 80% of the input, it absolutely would be sicker.
Right.
What chiropractic does is it works through specific adjustments, moving that vertebrae in a specific direction. Through correction, then we take that pressure off that nerve.
Right.
Would that organ now function better?
Right. Now you're getting
100%. Would it be healthier or sicker?
Yeah.
So we work at optimum organ function and, you know, just allowing the body to function at 100% naturally with no drugs or surgery.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Now we know about chiropractic and its whole purpose there. Very good. What else? Anything else we'd like to add, or how do we contact you?
Yeah, we work with all athletics, you know, all different types of sports. You know, we like to align the body. If the body's out of alignment, if you're running, for example, it's like running on half tread. So you're wearing out, you know, that's why we get a lot of knee complaints and hip complaints, you know, symptoms. You know, you put the body back into alignment. The body now restores itself and begins to function as it should. And we're located in Ladera Ranch,
right
next to the 24-hour fitness. And you can visit us at laderachiropractor.com.
LaderaChiropractor.com. Also, 949-276-4700 is the phone number. All right. Thanks you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for coming out and joining us on the race today.
All right. Ladera Chiropractic. And Ladera Ranch also had a kids race for all the way down to like 4-year-olds, 3-year-olds. And these are really fun. Let's listen to some of the sounds of the kids race.
And now we're at the Ladera Family and Sports Chiropractic booth here. All right, 7 and 8 year olds kids race at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix.
Good job, Austin!
The 7 and 8 year olds doing a full lap here at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix.
Vince,
you're on Bike Sport Radio. Who just finished here?
Natalie.
That's Natalie? All right. She did a full lap?
She did.
Cool. You did a full lap. Good job. At the youth race at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix on Bike Sport Radio.
All right. The youth races. We always encourage all you promoters out there, race promoters, to put on a free youth race if at all possible. Fit that in your schedule. Get our next generation of racers excited about our sport here at Bike Sport Radio. Let's go to upcoming events now.
All right, upcoming events in Southern California coming up on Saturday, August 29th. The 12th annual Sisquoc Road Race. This is the state championships for juniors ages 18 and under.
And racing available for all categories. Again, that's in Santa Maria, the 12th annual Sisquoc Road Race. Junior State Road Race Championships. That's brought to you by ABC Cycling. Full details can be found at scnca.org. Also on August 29th and August 30th, mountain bike racing. August 29th is the Rim Nordic Super D Series Final. And on August 30th, Rim Nordic Cross Country Mountain Biking Series Final as well. Full details on that can be found at rimnordic.com for mountain bike racing. Coming up on Sunday, September 13th, the State Time Trial Championships for all juniors and State Time Trial Championships for Masters Men 60+ and Masters Women 55+. This is held at the Fiesta Island Time Trial Series in San Diego. Again, that's Sunday, September 13th. Full details at fiestaisland.com.
All right. Fiesta Island State Championship Time Trials for juniors and masters ages 60 and over. Okay, let's go to our Real Racers. Real Racers features training rides, interviews with real racers out in the field, various locations. This one is a local ride on Saturday. It's called the Donut Ride in the South Los Angeles area. We had a chance to go live on the Donut Ride. We got a lot of footage from the Donut Ride. Let's go to that now.
Oh! Oh! Whoa! Stranger here. We're at the Palos Verdes Donut Ride, the infamous Donut Ride that was called the Donut Ride for how many years ago? Jim, how long is this?
Oh, I don't know.
30 years? Okay, why is it called the Donut Ride?
Brad, there used to be, if you can imagine such a thing, a Winchell's Donut Shop right here on the corner where Starbucks Coffee currently resides.
How things change, huh?
How things change. And of course, back in the day, Winchell's was the magnet.
Yes.
Winchell's was where everybody congregated. That was as good as it could get.
Yeah, and then there used to be a bike shop here, too, Riviera, what was it?
Riviera Cycle.
Right, and that was the start of the Donut Ride. It's now Starbucks Ride, and we're here with real riders, real racers on Bike Sport Radio, and we're going to come back to you on the Donut Ride live at various spots along the way on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure.
Okay, so the Donut Ride's rolling now. You hear the sounds of some people bantering about here. Pretty good sized group today for a Saturday training ride. Multiple clubs represented. Velo Club Lagrange. Andrew King here. Nope, I thought I saw Andrew King. Is he? All right, Gray Gallows here. South Bay Wheelman's represented. Ironfly, Penn CC.
You got the big dogs.
We got the big dogs here. How you doing, Gray?
Doing fine, thank you.
You're going to be on Bike Sport Radio, our radio show. On bike riding and bike racing.
You got a clip on mic there, Brad, you know?
So yeah, I should, so I don't have to ride one hand, huh?
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Especially on the downhills.
Well, I only do this on the uphills usually, so we'll be coming back to you on Bike Sport Radio as we're heading up the hill now, so we'll be back in a minute. Mike, what's happening? We're here in the Donut Ride. You're on Bike Sport Radio, our new radio show on bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We're on the Donut Ride. We're doing a little Donut Ride segments here. And I'm out of breath. We're going uphill now. Heading up on the Donut Ride out of Redondo Beach, California, on Bike Sport Radio. All right, so we're settled down here, a little 3x3 formation now. Got two lanes here. 100 cyclists, we get one lane. Everybody else gets the rest. Bump! Little bump up there. There's a pack etiquette we've discussed. Generally, when you approach an obstacle, you just kind of yell it out or point it out as a pack etiquette so the riders behind you don't crash into it. And we'll be coming up to our first
downhill stretch coming up shortly. Okay, coming to our first challenge. Let's see if they stop. Stop sign.
No.
No. Close enough. That's a California stop. You're here on Bike Sport Radio. More riders joining us here at this little intersection. And another downhill stretch coming up now. We're going to go quiet here for a while we climb this next section, because I don't think I can climb and talk. Okay, well, this pace isn't as bad as I thought it was. We're heading uphill now on the donut ride, and very large group today. A lot of racers who probably got shut out from the Sisquoc Road race was supposed to be today, but there's some fires burning out of control, so they postponed it. Tuck Tran up front there. Quan Lu on the front also. Penn CC. All right, now we're catching up to a guy on a mountain bike who just rolled out with us on the donut ride. How about that? He's got skinny tires on his mountain bike, and he's actually keeping up with us. Okay, made the top of that climb, and got a downhill coming now. Breaking down to a 2x2 instead of 3x3 formation here on Bike Sport Radio. Runner's right. Another one of those situations where we ride too far to the right, and then we encounter a runner, a pedestrian, and everybody yells, runner up, and then swerves to the left. Jay LaRivere out here on the donut ride. 40 miles an hour now on a little flat downhill section. Now we're going to slow down, dropping down to 35 now. And nice ocean view today, if it wasn't so cloudy, on the Saturday donut ride on Bike Sport Radio. Some of the sounds. That's right. You're live on Bike Sport Radio. BikeSportRadio.us. We're talking about local training rides, and the donut ride is featured today here at another rider, state champion, Johnny Walsh.
Hey, Brad!
Right on Bike Sport Radio. Killer climber from Penn CC, Quan Lu, up here now. Moving to the front. We're going to hurt today on the switchback, I think. Rodolfo's here, that's right. Napoletano. Yeah, he'll hurt us too. We'll come back live at you when we get on the switchback, if I can talk there.
We've got a national champion.
Of course. But this is a local radio show. So, yeah, we'll give you credit. National champion too, John Walsh on Bike Sport Radio on the donut ride. We'll be coming back at you shortly. Hey, Derek. We're here on the flat stretch now on the donut ride, going 30 miles an hour. Woo! I can barely keep up. That was Derek from NCC. Here's Simone. Yeah. How you doing, Simone?
What is this?
Bike Sport Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Let's hear some heavy breathing. All right. And we're about to head into another downhill stretch on the Saturday donut ride. Light up!
Huh? You're good?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so here's a chance for people's heart rates to drop back down below 200 here at the traffic light on the donut ride on Bike Sport Radio. Ironfly moving to the front now. And not as much banter now. Everybody's tired.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can talk while we're on the switchbacks on the climb on Bike Sport Radio.
I won't chase.
You're listening to Kill Radio, killradio.org. Studio phone number is 213-252-0998. We're with Bike Sport Radio right now. listening to live sounds of a local training ride, the Donut Run.
Down. All right, we're rolling. All right, got some dots. Now we're in the rough part of the ride, where the road just kind of is really crummy. Slide into the ocean periodically here on the Donut Ride on Bike Sport Radio. All right, bottom of the switchbacks now. Runner up.
Runner up.
And we're gonna make a left on the switchbacks. Start climbing some more here on Bike Sport Radio. Somebody instigating attacks there.
Yes.
Climber Lewenberg just passing me. And Flemish Allen here. Welsh, oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Welsh. Blasphemy. Sorry to insult you. On Bike Sport Radio, get ready to turn on the switchbacks. Turn on the switchbacks and... no real attacks launched yet, it looks like. In fact, they can't be going that hard because I'm still here on Bike Sport Radio. Now, these training rides, sometimes some of us ride a little less effort because they're racing tomorrow. I'm here letting the pack go away because I'm racing tomorrow, as is Andrew King right here, Southpaw Wheelman. Almost to the top now at the switchback climb on the Donut Ride. Was hoping to get some sounds, radio sounds for the radio of heavy breathing, but unfortunately I'm by myself almost. The only heavy breathing here is mine. And Andrew King here is not really breathing because he's racing tomorrow, so. Let me rephrase that. Not breathing heavy. Very much alive, though. Resting up for tomorrow's race here on the Donut Ride. So I'll drop back and see if we can catch anybody else here. Here's a rider coming up. Quarter mile to go, about, to the switchbacks and here on Bike Sport Radio. And there's some heavy breathing. Yeah. Well, who's it? Who are we talking to here?
I'm Betsy.
Betsy.
First timer.
First time on the Donut Ride. Wow. Well, how about that? And you're already on the air on Bike Sport Radio, Betsy. Good job with the climb.
Thank you.
You're doing well. You're
pulling me up.
Yeah, there's only guys ahead of you. There's only like 20 guys out of a group of 100.
I'll take it.
Good job on Bike Sport Radio. And right. Here we are at the top
so
now.
So this is Sounds of the Donut Ride, live Sounds of the Donut Ride on BikeSportRadio.com. One of our features today is a call-in we've got from Road to Recovery and Wounded Warriors John Warden. Let's mic him up here and have a chat. Hold on a second.
You there, John?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Nice and warm in here. It's about 100 degrees in the studio here. We have no air conditioning, and we had some technical issues this morning.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what's the name of your group, and are you a board member or something? Or?
Yeah, the group is Ride to Recovery.
Okay.
And it's a Wounded Warrior mental and physical rehabilitation program for all the Wounded Warriors coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I started the program a couple years ago when I got a phone call from the Palo Alto VA. One of the rec therapists there was a big cycling enthusiast and had known about me from the Mercury time and said, hey, you know, would you be willing to come up here and help us set up a cycling program for the patients? So I went up there and visited with them, and afterwards we came up with the idea of doing this ride to recovery.
Very good. What prompted the type of activity to be cycling? Did they specifically requested cycling? Or?
Well, cycling is great because more or less for the injuries that they deal with, anyone can do it anywhere at any time. And mm-hmm. if you look at, you know, running, for example, most guys, especially with prosthetics, can't run. You know, if you're in a wheelchair, you can't run.
But
if you want to do kayaking, you need water. So it's kind of difficult. So cycling is fairly universal because whether it's a regular road bike that you and I ride on, or whether it's a hand cycle bike or a pedal cycle bike or a tricycle bike, you can adapt a bike to fit just about any injury that these guys have. Mm-hmm. And they're able to utilize that for physical activity. So it's a really good universal activity, and it's something that all you need to do is go right out your front door to do. So you don't need a swimming pool, or you don't need, you know, any other thing. You just go right outside and do it. And it's also the other unique thing about cycling is you can do it in groups. As you know, you do all those group rides, they're a lot more fun than riding by yourself. So they're able to take therapy units and have group cycling rides, which, you know, that helps speed up their rehabilitation.
Right. Do you participate then and lead some of these groups? And
I do. We actually have some organized tours that we've established that not only the Wounded Warriors participate in, but the general public participates in. And,
yes,
we have
good.
Four tours a year. Texas, Virginia, California, and Florida. And next year we're going to add a ride in Colorado down the Front Range.
Nice.
At the end of July, first week of August. So we'll have five tours next year. And we have anywhere from 100 to 200 riders at each of these tours. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, we have a lot of the cycling industry supporting the event. We have, like, Shimano, Michelin, Camelback, that all donate product and support.
Mm-hmm.
Chamois Butter, probably the most important sponsor. Got to have your chamois butter.
Hours and hours on that saddle, yeah. I noticed some of your goals are to provide equipment and technical equipment
actually,
and clinics and everything.
We raise money through, you know, donations, and we buy bikes, helmets, jersey shorts, socks for the Wounded Warriors, and we actually give them the stuff. So they'll come out on the ride. Wayne Stetna from Shimano will come out and help me fit the guys. We take them out for a ride, and then at the end of the ride, they go home with their bike.
Nice.
And that's the whole idea, is that allows them to then take that bike and use it more or less for the rest of their life.
Right. And on these rides, do they have to practice more? I guess they're multi-day rides?
They're multi-day rides, yeah. They're usually 6 or 7 days and anywhere from 350 to 450 miles.
Wow. So there's got to be some kind of training program then, I take it, leading up to it?
Yeah, we do clinics.
Okay.
And the whole idea is that we want these guys riding, you know, year-round, not just on the times when we have our tours.
Right.
So a lot of the VAs now have a ride-to-recovery cycling program, especially here in California. They're everywhere. And that allows them to train and participate in. You know, how cycling is kind of an addictive a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And when you don't do it, you kind of get you get wigged out because you're not doing it. And you got to get your
withdrawal.
So it's a great thing, and it creates a cycle of health versus a cycle of self-destruction, and that's the thing that the VA really likes about it.
Right. It gives you a sense of accomplishment, too, saying, hey, I went out and I did that 350, 400-mile ride. And
yeah, I mean, the hardest ride is California. We ride from San Francisco to L.A. down Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, wow. And did you do that ride already this year?
No, it's coming up on October the 4th.
Oh, so that's your next,
That's our next event, yeah. We're planning right now hot and heavy for it.
Right.
we got a number of exciting things going on. For example, in Carmel, we're having dinner at Clint Eastwood's restaurant.
Oh, sweet.
He's hosting dinner. And then down in Solvang, Dennis Miller is hosting a dinner for us down there. And we'll have a bunch of celebrities riding either the whole ride or parts of the ride. So it's kind of cool. California,
is that right?
Out, you know, it's a special thing.
Yeah. Yeah, October 4th. Okay, and how many days is that ride going to be?
It's 7 days, so it's the 4th through the 10th. It starts on a Sunday and finishes on a Saturday, and it's the week after Interbike. So everybody can get back from Interbike and get on their bike.
Right. Interbike, for you listeners out there, Interbike is the international bicycle manufacturers and dealers expo. It's held every year in Las Vegas. And where does the ride finish in L.A.?
The ride finishes at the West L.A. VA. Right,
the West L.A. VA.
Los Angeles.
Okay, West Los Angeles. And there'll be some media coverage and some celebrations are going on October 10th, I guess. Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're having a concert at the VA at the finish. My understanding is that the local American Legion post is going to line San Vicente Boulevard with flags. From 26th Street all the way down to the VA, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Wow, that is awesome. Just awesome. Okay, so if people want to donate or contribute or help out or coach or something, how do they find out more?
The best thing to do is go to our website, ride2recovery.com, and there's a navigation bar at the top, and there's a contact us button, and there they'll find a phone number and address. If they want to donate, there's a donation buttons right on the home page where they can donate money. The best thing is if you want to come join the ride, just click on the join the ride page icon for the challenges and
right.
Find the California challenge and sign up and ride the whole ride or ride a day. We're still taking entries for about another week and a half.
Okay, and you don't have to be a veteran. You can be anybody join these rides and help
anybody
out.
Anybody can participate in the challenges.
That's awesome, John. That's a really great thing you guys are doing. All right. Anything you want to add?
It's a great thing, and I tell you that if you come out and ride, it will change your life. I mean, these guys are amazing, amazing guys. All the different injuries that they have to deal with, it makes you really appreciate being healthy. For those guys that are listening that actually race, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Mm. Right, and a good way to thank your veterans, too, by supporting this ride. You can give thanks to all of our veterans out there.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you calling
in. Good luck with everything, and hopefully they fix the air conditioning.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Ride to Recovery, October 4th, the California Tour. So check that out at ride2recovery.com. All right, let's continue on with live sounds of one of our local training rides on the Donut Ride.
New ride?
Backup bike. Not a ride this one too often. Everyone's still in the box from being shipped.
Highest point on the Donut Ride is the dome's here now. What's left of the Donut Ride? A sorry looking bunch of about six of us left. For the extra credit.
Go, Renee!
Comes Renee. Iron Fly. On Bike Sport Radio. Okay, so we're on Via Zumaya now on the Donut Ride, and I heard rumors of conversational pace. What exactly is conversational pace? It's where we climb at a pace that allows us to converse. Oh, real good, Brad. Okay. So, Zumaya is one of those climbs where you wish you had a lower gear. Doesn't matter what gear you got, you always wish you had a lower one. And better yet, an engine, yeah. So I'm going to sign off here. The pitch is going up again. So that's about it. 42 miles into the ride at the top of the last climb that this ride is. Where are we? Top of Via Cornell. And that was not conversational pace. So. That was the Donut Ride on Bike Sport Radio. We'll see you next time, perhaps at Como Street Ride or one of the other local training rides.
The Donut Ride. I was running out of breath there. It's a little hard to do some of these things while you're holding a microphone in your hand or something. So, anyways, we've got some... what else do we do on Bike Sport Radio? We've got a public service announcement coming up shortly.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Those of you that ride in Los Angeles on the roads, on our roads and everything, we've got to tell you about a hazard out there going on. Pacific Coast Highway, just to let you all know, the downhill on PCH, Pacific Coast Highway heading north on the way down to Zuma Beach. If you are between Heathercliff and Bush, again, that's on PCH northbound, very hazardous situation. Caltrans has scraped the road, and the asphalt just ends abruptly and drops into this rough scraping, and it'll take you down if you're not careful on your bike. So again, be careful out there, riders, heading PCH north between Heathercliff and Bush. That's on the way down to Zuma Beach in the Zuma Beach area on Pacific Coast Highway. So, in conclusion, on Bike Sport Radio, we always give a little tip to our cyclists and motorists out there. And cyclists, we'd like to discuss for a couple of seconds here the right cross. This is the right cross. It's got a name, yep. And this is what's known as the most common collision between a car and a bicyclist. It's from a car pulling out from either a side street, cross street, driveway, or parking lot. This is the most common collision ever. And those of you that are afraid about getting hit from behind, it's like 3% or less getting hit from behind. The most common is the right cross. Again, these are pullouts, cars that pull out from a side street, driveway, or parking lot. Motorists are not looking for bicyclists. They are looking for other motorists. So when they pull out, they're not going to see a bicyclist in the gutter or in a bike lane even, because oftentimes these bike lanes take you out of the line of sight of motorists. So one of the ways you can take charge of your own safety, reduce the likelihood of getting subjected to the right cross, is ride farther to the left when you approach intersections. When you approach anywhere there's a driveway, a parking lot, anywhere a car could pull out, ride farther to the left, take charge of your safety. So motorists, look for us out there when you're out there too. And cyclists and motorists, drive your bike. Remember to drive your bike. And we'll see you in 3 weeks.